Following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
And today on our first segment, we're going to talk about the new knockout rose, Petite Knockout.
In our second segment, we're going to talk about planting a cut flower garden.
Pretty. We received a text on the Bloomers in the Garden hotline about cherry laurel and shotgun disease. We'll fill you in our third segment.
Marcia called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and has disappearing tomato plants. We'll just discuss this mystery in our fourth segment.
So, what's bugging you, Julio?
Oh.
Julio has got a pet peeve, and for anybody wanting to plant, you need to listen to our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome succulent potting mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniel's Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Smeltzer & Son Feed Supply, Route 9, Cape May, New Jersey. Mastardi Nursery, Chester Pike, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, Herfel Cross Keys Road, Washington Township, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome, everybody, to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, you know, Len, there's an exciting new rose from the Knockout series. It is a dwarf that only gets about 18 inches tall. Can you believe that?
It is beautiful, too.
It is.
Flowers are large for a miniature rose, and it's from the family of Knockout. It's called Petite Knockout. Petite. And we saw some last year when it was in a trial phase. Yeah. And they were pretty sure they were going to launch it. But I was amazed on how compact and how tight it looked. It certainly looked like a shrub rose because it comes from Knockout, but 18 inches tall?
That's it.
It's unbelievable. Move over boxwood.
Yeah, really. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm amazed how, you know, that they came out, you know, with that short of a plant. You know, they weren't thinking 2 foot or three, you know, at least
18
two.
Inches.
It's pretty small.
Right. And it's probably going to be the same in width.
Right.
So 2 foot apart, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to plant a low hedge, I think it's ideal.
I think it's so, too. You know, everybody say, oh, I got a small, you know, garden. You know, this is a great plant to have in a small garden.
Right. And I know somebody that has windows that are really low.
Oh, yes.
Really low. And that where they're maybe a foot off of the ground.
There you go.
This would work.
18 inches, no
this
problem.
This would work. You could leave enough space so that you'd get some sun. And again, don't fear the shears.
Yeah, that's right. And
don't
we'll be
fear
about
the
that.
Shears because you can always cut them back.
Yes, you can.
I'm just impressed on how full of a plant it is.
It is. It is full, isn't it?
And again, those of you that are listening, you can check out our YouTube channel hopefully we can get it together and get that on. I know we've been missing from YouTube for a couple of weeks. Right. But this will work.
Another incredible thing is look at all the flowers on there, Len.
Oh.
I mean, it's unbelievable how many flowers are on there.
Right. I'm counting 55, maybe.
Wow. Can you imagine?
And the flowers are big. They're not small.
No, they're not tiny.
Yeah, I'm defacing the plant.
Right. Oh.
You know, and it's multi-petal, so it's similar to a double once it opens. So you may not be able to tell, kind of like how the double knockouts are.
Right.
Beautiful. And it's darker red.
Yeah.
It's a really good red.
Beautiful. They call it engine red.
Fire engine red?
Yeah, fire engine
red.
There you
go.
Yeah.
My father always told me that red cars go faster. Is that true, Julio?
I think so.
Anyway, but this is, it's a stunning introduction and where it's living up to its reputation. Our customers have loved it. And we'll bring them in, and all of a sudden, you know, turn around, they'll be gone.
They'll be gone, yeah, that quick.
Last year, when we first got that introduction, I think we got 25 plants, and I think we didn't even make it to a second weekend.
No, yeah.
So go to your local garden center, because they're going to have it first.
Yeah, they are.
And that they absolutely, they'll rave about this plant, especially if you know it. If you come in asking for petite knockout, they'll know that you're equipped when you're ready to go. Again, it's a miniature rose, and that's what makes it so unique. It's not just a dense hedge rose. It's something that's going to stay short and compact.
Compact, yeah. Bushy, compact. It's beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And the foliage, Len, and it's like a dark, dark green. It's glossy.
It is.
You know, it's pretty awesome.
It is. And that, again, the whole knockout series, resistant to different types of disease like black spot. They hold up really well.
Yeah.
Still have to feed them. You have a responsibility to feed them. Mm-hmm. I would even put down an insect and disease control, the kind that's a systemic where you just add it and you're done, where it's maybe a drench, something like that. But again, its claim to fame is that it doesn't need it, and I'll say as much because I have seen some with black spot, but it's not like the old fashioned hybrid tees where you've got to be
on
spraying each week or every 2 weeks.
That's right.
This is something that's a special rose. Again, it's petite. Knockout.
Yeah, it's zoned 4 to 10, so you got it's pretty hardy.
Our entire listening area, you can grow this plant without
no
fear.
No problem. Yep, no problem at all. You can also put this in a container, which is really nice on your patio.
That's true.
Yeah,
I never even thought of that.
Yeah,
I mean, a nice like 14-inch pot. This thing would be killer.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah,
and it's continuous blooming, by the way. So.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful plant to have.
Every time someone comes in, they'll want annuals, and then will they come back next year? They'll want perennials. Do they bloom all summer? And the answer to both of those is no. Most of the time, let's just say.
Yep.
And that where this rose checks those boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Flowers all summer, comes back. And is pretty carefree.
It is.
Pretty carefree.
Yeah, pretty free. Now, as far as pruning goes, late winter and early spring, that's when you want to do it.
Right.
And you're going to cut it back down to 4 to 6 inches. Don't fear
the shears.
The shears, folks.
That's it.
Yeah, revitalizes this plant.
It is, and that it's what they need to be healthy and happy. So it's not like you're hurting the plant. We're talking about there was a, I guess they had a questionnaire go out to all gardeners or people that gardened. And 35% of them thought that pruning, their plants felt it. and it hurt them.
Ouch.
As far as I know, plants do not have feelings. Sometimes it feels like they can be vindictive and not like you. But again, they don't hurt when you cut them. They only flourish. So don't fear
the shears.
Thank you. All right. We've got a break coming up. We're going to be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers. Barlow's, Seagirt, New Jersey. Espenshade's Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Monton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe's Farm and Greenhouse, Mechanicsburg, PA.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, Julio, last year, remember I planted a cut flower garden?
Yes, you did.
And I was stunned at the size of some of the plants.
Were you really?
Yeah, 4 to 5 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And these are annuals.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it because I was able to go out and cut. And there were some plants that I didn't plant enough of. Like, I didn't plant enough snapdragons.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Snapdragons have that big, full flower, and it's very stately in a bouquet. Mm-hmm. Cosmos. Cosmos were great.
Oh, weren't? I bought them, too.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, they were unbelievable.
Cosmos are a daisy-type flower, and usually it's magenta or shades of white. It's very, very pretty, and the foliage of the plant makes
ferny.
Yeah, it's very ferny, so it makes a filler
for your bouquets.
It does, yeah.
Very, very good.
I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the variety of ageratum, 4-cup flowers, like Blue Horizon. It can get to 36 inches tall, and it fills out. And it's got the blue color that you're not getting from some of the other varieties.
Awesome.
Amaranthus.
Yeah.
Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah.
That is a weird...
It is so weird. Yeah, it is.
But it's cool at the same time. Yeah, it has that... It doesn't look like a flower. Like, you know, you think of a flower, you think of a daisy, and you think of a rose, and you think of... This is like, say, cascading fingers that is almost like a coxcomb, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, where it has that... It's pigment in there. And it just adds something to your garden.
Yes,
because, again, these things get big. They were the ones that were like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, that tall, huh? Wow.
I didn't, you know what the problem was, too? I didn't cut enough.
You didn't cut it?
No, it's not that I feared the shears.
You couldn't
it's
keep
just
up with
I didn't
it?
Have time, and I couldn't cut fast enough
right.
to make the bouquets.
Wow.
And you know, my busy life,
right.
you know, things like do that.
Mm-hmm.
But celosia, celosia, like coxcomb celosia, and that there's also the feather type celosia. Both of those were great additions to the garden, and that you should plant some.
Yeah.
When you think of a colonial style landscape, they had sections that were devoted to cut flowers.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I was going with it,
right.
and that in your home, you know, in your landscape, you can create a section or have it off to the side, even in your backyard, to create that same type of garden in front of the house, not just behind the house.
How big was yours, Lynn?
Mine was pretty big. It was probably 30 foot by about 8 foot.
Oh, that's a nice size.
It was nice.
Very nice,
To be honest, it was almost too big.
Too big? You want to cut it back?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Because, again, I couldn't get to cutting all of the flowers. Now, I'm also going to plant more zinnias.
Yeah.
Zinnias were the most rewarding because they had that daisy look. It took a while for them to come in because they're true. They like it hot.
Right, really.
Yeah. So if you have a sunny area that's really hot and you almost think that it's kind of, you know, like droughtish, zinnias will do well.
Nice.
Zinnias will do really well. And that they're also going to get pretty tall. It depends on the variety that you pick. The size of the flower is going to be basically controlled by the variety.
Okay.
So you read the variety, and that you'll find is that some can get 4 inches across, like cut and comes varieties of zinnias, or there's other varieties that will be little small flowers, almost like in roses where there's hybrid teas and there's floribundas where the size of the flower is a little different. But they were probably my favorite thing to put in the bouquet because
it
really was
really it's stunning
the floral show that
what
it
color
put
was
on
it? What colors were they?
Oh, orange, yellow,
oh,
pink,
my.
It was white. There was almost every color
every
but
color?
Blue.
Oh, no wonder you liked them.
Oh yeah, and that it just filled up the bouquet, and that you can put things also. I put in Penicetum.
Oh, did you?
Purple Baron. That's a millet actually,
millet.
And that where that. You got to get after it before it goes to seed because then the birds start to pick
come
at
over.
It, you know? But right. It was also a nice addition.
Uh-huh.
Depending on the variety, like Purple Baron, for instance, that one's going to get to about 36 to 48 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
But Purple Majesty is going to get 48 to 60 inches tall. So that's going to be 4 to 5 feet.
That's pretty big.
And the plants come out in that particular variety, Purple Majesty, the plants are green. But then turn purple.
Right.
So if you're thinking Purple Majesty, I must have the wrong plant because they're green when I'm planting them. That is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case.
Now, I had verbena.
Okay? Yeah.
Buenos Aires. Oh, I love that plant.
And it doesn't
goodness.
Look like your typical verbena.
No, it doesn't.
It kind of looks more like status.
It does.
Where it has that purple, that purple flower. And it's big. And,
it's huge.
Yeah. And that where,
at least 4 foot.
That's another one where you could fill... almost
in.
As a background, and it really comes along.
Right.
Lisanthus. Okay. I love the flower, but I wasn't impressed with how I could fit it. And and I added it because it was a blue. But I don't know. Maybe if it was all Lisanthus bouquet.
Maybe. Okay.
It just I don't know. Maybe I did something wrong.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
You had quite a few plants in there.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But some things I didn't have, like I didn't have sunflowers there.
No.
I should have put sunflowers in.
Right.
And that, again, bright, cheery sunflowers. Mm. I think that sunflowers and the zinnias will look, not they don't look the same,
right,
but they serve the same purpose in the bouquet. Mm-hmm. So
Len, if you had to, you know, if you had to really look back and say, okay, you know, this worked, that worked, or, you know, this, I'm going to do this better, what would you do? I mean,
snapdragons,
okay,
rocket mix for sure. I would add some sunflowers, but not the great big tall, ones that are gigantic.
Yeah.
More of a smaller flower that's maybe 4 inches across.
Right.
I would also add, I did stock, and stock has a real nice fragrance.
You like that one.
But it's early, so I'd get some early things with that.
Okay.
But again, zinnias for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Zinnias for sure. I would do Cosmos, checking
Cosmos,
the varieties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if you look at the Cosmos varieties, that there's like a almost white that is edged with almost a blush of magenta.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And that I would get, I would consider whole bunches.
Mm-hmm.
Like to put in the house or somewhere, a whole bunch of Cosmos, just because it looks
really good.
It looks really good, and it lasts for a long time too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one thing, when you have your own cut flower garden, you know, you forget about when you buy flowers, the stems are cleaned. You need to clean those stems because you don't want it to foul the water to where it gets, you know,
smelly.
That stinky, that stinky,
stinky
mess, and that it also makes the stems rot
quickly,
so they stop absorbing water. So,
and you changed yours every so often, or
I would change my, when it started to get a little hazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I would change it,
and I
do a fresh cut on the bottom of them so that they would continue to absorb water.
Gotcha.
It also was amazing on how much water they did absorb because they were so fresh that all of a sudden I'm looking, it's like there's no water in my vase.
No kidding.
So
wow, about that.
Yeah. And interesting. And also salvia, there's that blue salvia. It doesn't look like, say, the red hot Sally, which is some people call firecrackers.
Right.
This salvia is a blue salvia,
it just looks
a little different, adds to basically the structure of the bouquet.
Yeah.
But do it.
Yeah,
you enjoyed it. You would enjoy it just simply like, you know, I've grown vegetables and things, and I almost enjoy the flowers more because there's like a change.
Right,
you know, I don't have a million tomatoes that I have to figure out what to do with.
Or
a zucchini that's the size of a baseball bat. You know, it's like the flowers were something that I could always cut and I could always give somebody. I could always bring them to bloomers.
That's
could always do different things with them. There's so many people that enjoy flowers that it also makes a great gift. So
And don't be scared about the height of these things. That's the first thing I saw. It was like, wow, these things are growing quick.
That's at their max height, you know, towards the end of the summer.
Right.
You know, that's when they're that big.
It's not like
drop them in the ground and all of a sudden, there's something from Alice in Wonderland where they're, 5 feet tall overnight.
Yeah. So you really enjoyed it, huh, Len?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It's some maintenance issues that you need to watch out for.
Right.
Like for instance, I have not tilled my garden bed yet.
Okay.
And that the plants are died back down to the ground.
Right.
And that I should have tilled that under sooner because the plants being so big, there's a lot of organic matter that needs to decompose. So I should have really have done it in the fall.
Right. Yeah. Well,
try it.
Oh, yeah.
Bloomers has an area that's dedicated just for cutting flowers, so
yes.
cut flowers. And it says it right on the tag. Your local garden center probably has something very similar, or they can help you pick out varieties
yes.
that you'll just love.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Yeah,
I love the flower garden. Cut flowers. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
All right. We're going to be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide contains bifenthrin, which is a highly recommended product to control the spotted lanternfly. Available as both a ready-to-use and a concentrate, they are a water-based, low-odor, non-staining insecticide formulation. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used indoors or outdoors. It provides up to 4 months residual control indoors and up to 6 weeks residual control outdoors. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide kills a wide variety of insects, including fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, roaches, ants, spiders, earwigs, crickets, and grasshoppers. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used around the perimeter of the home, on lawns, trees, shrubs, flowers, and even vegetables. So, the next time you visit your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide and expect to have the best-looking plants and landscape in the neighborhood.
Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville, do it best. Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
Captain's Log, Day 121. Mining for nature's way to control lawn weeds.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was on an exploration to find a natural way to kill lawn weeds down to the root, when I dug a little deeper than I planned and found the solution. Iron. It's the heavy metal of weed control. Iron flattens broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more without harming your lawn. That's why iron is the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew comes in a convenient spray or concentrate that goes to work right away. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening. And when you're fighting tough weeds, it's time to pump some iron with Lawn Weed Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Lawn Weed Brew from Bonide. Trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. We received another text about holes in cherry laurel leaves. It is shotgun or shot hole disease, huh, Len?
It is.
And yep.
Here's what he had to say. I have English laurels, which are about a year old, and leaves are turning yellow. I've lost three of them. Two are planted near a large tree. What can I do to save the others? Julio Zamora. Mm-hmm. Now, did you talk to this gentleman?
Yeah, I did talk to... Jerry.
Okay.
And, you know, where does Jerry
live, by the way? Do you remember?
Summit.
Summit.
Yeah.
Okay. Summit. That's North Jersey.
Yeah. North Jersey.
That's where Jim Cramer lives.
Oh, is that where he lives? Yeah.
It's up there anyway. Uh-huh. I think so.
Yeah.
If he's listening, he should go to Williams Garden Center.
Williams Garden Center.
Yeah. Yep. Tell him that Len Schroeder and Julio Zamora from Bloomers
and
the Garden Center. Uh-huh. Dude, Dave Williams, a good guy.
There you go, folks.
I knew Dave when he had a ponytail.
Oh, yeah?
Not anymore.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, Julio. I'm interrupting.
No problem.
So what did you talk about?
Well, you know, he said to, he says that he had them near a tree, which kind of concerned me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because...
It can take a little shade.
It can take a little shade, but I was thinking about, you know, the watering situation.
Right.
You know, the tree might be pulling up a lot of water. So I said, make sure that you're checking, you know, for that they're not going to dry out quickly.
Right.
You know, and
make sure you planted them right.
Planted them right, yeah.
Right. What's that, bugging Julio?
Yeah, what's bugging
you'll find
me,
out
yeah.
all about this in the final segment.
That's right. So he did say to me he added some compost. Hopefully he did, had it enough to change that structure.
Right. Did he mention that he had shotgun?
I was misinformed. No, he didn't know anything about it until I said to him, oh, I know what that is.
And he said that he got them from Monrovia.
Yes,
and
he said
that they're turning yellow.
They're turning yellow, yeah.
Now, the one thing that it could be is he could have winter burn.
Winter burn, yeah.
We've had some ugly winter winds that it could be pushing out. And what happens is when the leaves are damaged, mm-hmm. it will affect the leaves and that they'll drop off and new growth will come right behind it. But it's just that those leaves end up getting dehydrated and don't function to produce food any longer. So the plant says, hey, I need to produce food for myself. So I need to get rid of these leaves that are just hanging on.
Right.
I have employees like that. Anyway, sorry. And that where it goes and will force new leaves right. that are productive, mm-hmm. and that's that happens a lot. That yeah. happens a lot, even in evergreens. Mm-hmm. You'll see at springtime, evergreens completely defoliate, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden push out new growth.
Yeah, because some of the leaves are brown and yellowish, so, you know, that's a problem.
Feed?
He did put some holly tone in.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Good. The one thing that you can tell when a plant is really hurting is that the entire plant turns one pigment and that it looks like a little grayish, or it does turn that, you know, tan yellow. If it's the entire plant that's doing it, that's a major problem.
Major problem, yeah.
If it's leaves that are just, you know, inside or underneath or, you know, in one spot, then you're usually okay.
Right.
But when it turns one pigment, and that's always water. You know, not enough water, or too much water
too
because
much.
The roots are not.
Either or.
Yeah, the roots are not getting the function that they need from the leaves.
Yeah, yeah. I think he had two die and one's still trying to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You know, he's trying to get that one to survive.
Yeah. And like you said, close to a tree,
close
competing
to a tree.
Tree roots, that's an issue.
Yeah, it's an issue. Yeah, you got to watch.
Yeah. And when we open this segment, we talked about the shotgun or shot hole on laurels. It is a problem. You can just expect to have it
on that. Yeah,
and that what you're going to need to do is spray with Mancozeb. It's a disease control. Okay, Mancozeb. That again, if you're catching us on YouTube, we do have a bottle of it with us today. Mm-hmm. You mix it with water and you spray it on your plants. I would spray all my broadleafs just for the heck of it because it's going to protect them from different types of diseases, but it works particularly well with shotgun or shot hole disease.
Yeah,
and what it looks like are literally little tiny, not tiny, they're pretty big. They look like they're BB hole in your leaves.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times people get it confusing. Oh, I've got an insect that's doing that. And no, you don't. It's a disease that does that. So surprisingly.
Yeah.
So there's only one. And it attacks things like skip laurels and otolucan laurel. So all of the cherry laurels definitely subject to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's when the plants are just staying too wet.
Too wet.
The foliage is staying too wet.
Yeah, another problem.
So that's an issue. You could try copper fungicide.
Yeah. He went to a garden center. They gave him a fungicide, but he didn't tell me what type it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it probably was an automatic where they thought, I'm going to use, you know, you have shotgun disease, so we're going to give you this.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like that was his issue. His issue may have been, you know, consistent watering.
Consistent,
and possibly winter burn.
Mm-hmm. Those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it's not easy to.
No.
You know.
But don't avoid the plants because of that. They're an excellent plant.
They
just need a little help getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you were digging those plants in and you hit roots because they're by a tree, there's competition. So you've got to make sure that you plant them correct, which we will go over in our final segment.
Right.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Marcia called again. We love you calling.
Yes, but, we do.
But you get one t-shirt.
That's it.
She's asking for a t-shirt, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, that's right. You get one t-shirt.
That's right.
But we're here to help. Yep. We're here to help. Uh-huh. You have disappearing plants.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Julio, I count on you to understand
people
with accents. I really do. But Marcia, I think we've got it down.
Yeah.
Here, listen to her call.
Hi, Lance. I have a problem here. We have sown some tomato and pepper, and they're about 4 inches tall. Wake up in the morning, they're all gone. They all fall, die. I need you to tell me, what do you think happened? I'm so unhappy about it. So I'm looking for your answer. Tell me what to do for next year, because I ain't going to try it this year again. So
yes.
Looking forward to hear your advice.
Right.
Mr. Gardner. Talk to you. My name is Marcia Minto. You also owe me a t-shirt for my garden's question with the animals. Thank you.
Marcia, you, first of all, have probably a rabbit.
Yeah.
And that you fed the rabbit, and it was cold, and they were looking for things to eat.
Yeah.
And being you're in Philadelphia, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Tree grows in Brooklyn, but as far as in Philadelphia, the rabbits don't have much to eat. But there are certainly rabbits. Even squirrels will
do this. Yeah.
I'm curious if just the tops were gone and if the whole plants were gone. You've got a neighbor playing a trick on you. But really, it's more than likely it's a type of animal that came and snipped the tops off. Yeah. But don't tell us you're not going to try it again.
No.
You said you sowed them and you grew them from seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come buy some plants. The plants are going to be bigger and they're going to be hardened off. They're going to be in great shape and you won't have the problem. So just you had a problem with the seed, but just come and buy the plants. Yeah, come and see Julio.
That's right. Come and see me, Marcy.
We're not far from Philly.
No. Take a little ride and come and see us.
Come over the bridge.
You know, I know how much you love land.
Julio.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be in trouble.
She loves me, too. You know what I do? I put a. I have a raised bed, right?
Right.
And I know I have critters like rabbits and groundhogs. Yeah. He's
a
coming
bear.
Around, you know.
A bear.
But I have, a 3-foot little fence around it, you know. So,
sorry, Julio saw the groundhog the first time and he thought it was a bear.
Yeah, he was. He was pretty big. I ran in my house real quick.
Yeah. Anyway, but definitely a critter is what you've got. And when you use a repellent, they work. But
the thing
that you have to do is it's not going to work more often. Like it's not going to work every week if you just do it once. Mm-hmm. If you do it once, it's going to work once. You really have to reapply it during several different times. Like one, if you get a heavy rainfall, reapply it. Do it the following week. Keep the repellent right outside by the garden,
In the garden, yeah.
So when you walk out there, you just kind of squirt it around, spray it around, try to keep
all animals away from it. That's right, yeah. Don't put it away in a closet. You'll never take it out again.
And then it requires too much work to go... And remember that you have to do it and then have to go get it out of either the closet or somewhere under the counter.
In your garage.
Just leave the bottle. It's going to be waterproof. There's nothing going to get in it. And the label may fade, but you know what it is. It's going to be repellent that you're just going to spray around and create a barrier so that the animals don't like it. And that's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. But don't give up. Marcia,
don't give up.
Get some tomato plants. Plant them in the ground. Right. They're going to grow like crazy.
Yes, they will.
And they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Pick up a repellent when you're there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, isn't that great?
Solved your problem. Let us know how it works out. But get plants. Don't just think that you have to do seed. Seed packs are under $2.
Yeah, they're cheap.
You know, you gave it a try and it didn't work so well. You know, buy some plants.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to catch up and have both peppers and tomatoes.
Yeah.
It'll be a harvest.
Yeah.
It'll
still
be a harvest.
Early. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with What's Bugging Julio.
Oh, my gosh.
Right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll see you in the garden.
You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor organic potting soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend organic potting soil is available at these local retailers.
Haynes Garden Center, Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Burlington Agway, Burlington, New Jersey. Sickles Market, Little River, New Jersey.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB, and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len. He's Julio. And something's bugging Julio.
Yes.
What's bugging you, Julio?
Let me tell you, Len.
Oh, there you go.
Look out. Yeah,
look out. It's a swarm.
It's a swarm.
Thank you, Brett. Brett, you're on camera.
Yes, you are.
You're on camera. Who's the new guy? Come on. He can't hear us. I thought he listened to the show. Who's the new guy?
His name's Colin.
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 He just walked off camera.
Walked right. By and waved.
All right. Colin's being trained, I guess. Julio.
I was learning two shows at once.
Two shows at once. All right.
He's
all
good.
Right. Masterful.
Yeah.
All right. Julio. Yeah. Julio, what's bugging you?
Let me tell you, Len.
Tell me.
This is a great time of year. You know, I love this time of year.
Yeah.
And people are coming in and they're getting their gardens all ready, and some of them are buying new trees and shrubs.
Right.
And one of the problems that I have is when they come in and they buy all these plants and they don't have bumper crop, which is a soil conditioner, soil amendment. Well, and if they tell me, you know, I'm okay, that's when I really get upset. You know, it's like, I got to tell them.
It's true.
I got to tell.
I've got it at home.
Yeah.
You do
not. I don't know. I don't go with that.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't go with me, right? I don't want to hear that part. It's all about the foundation of the plants, folks, you know? And if you don't get that right from the get-go, your plant is not going to make it.
Right.
You know?
You get one shot.
You get one shot at it.
One shot to put something around the roots.
That's right. And so when you come into Bloomers and you see me, and you don't have a bag of that, you're not walking out of that store, because I'll be upset. Because we want you to succeed.
We don't want Julio to upset. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's right.
And that, look, if you get a defective plant or something and it happens to die, Bloomers has a guarantee on all of its woody plants. But you have a responsibility to help your plant to grow by planting it correctly. You can't just shove it in the ground. You know, just like Marcia's T-shirt, she gets one.
Yeah,
like you, and for
right.
our replacements, you get a one-time
shot,
and if you kill it, that's it. No more coming back with another. Oh, that one died too.
Right.
And that we want you to be successful, and you don't want to dig that hole again.
No.
But when you put bumper crop in,
yes.
All right. Let me explain what bumper crop
is. Yeah, bumper crop. I'm going to give you the ingredients on this, folks. And you might say, "Oh, this thing's expensive." Well, let me give you the ingredients, and you'll know why.
Right.
Right. You got lobster shells, number one. You got manure compost, number two. You got worm casings, number three. Number four, you got kelp. Number five, you got peat and aged bark. This is organic, folks. And to top it off, Len, we got endo and ecto mycorrhizal, what is it? Fungi.
That's it.
And you want to let those folks know what that is, fungi?
Okay. What that is that at the roots of your plant, and I don't care if you're a grass plant or if you're this rose that's on camera right now on YouTube, that
that has the fungus that attaches to the root nodules, and that's how your plant actually feeds. It takes the nutrient value from the soil and transfers it to the root. And if it wasn't for that mycorrhiza, it wouldn't do it. And that when you're adding it all around the root zone, when you use bumper crop, you're giving your plant a huge boost. And all of our soils, our potting soils, whether it's indoor potting soil or the outdoor garden soil, all of them have the mycorrhiza that we're talking about. It is completely organic. It's completely natural. It's something that they found amongst all plants. They all have that transference of nutrient value from the soil to the plant, but there's, because of that mycorrhiza, and it's endo and ecto, it's inside and outside, and it's in that soil. And when you don't use it, you're just kind of hoping and wishing that there's going to be some in the soil existing where you're planting it. Now, I know that when some of our areas have new developments, and if those new developments, there probably isn't any there because they're using subsoil. If you have real heavy clay, you may have issues because that clay maybe have killed it off.
That's right, yeah.
It's something you want to use it every time you put a plant in the ground. And it's called bumper crop.
Right.
It's called bumper crop, and it's a 2 cubic foot bag at Bloomers.
Right.
And most independent garden centers will have it, especially the master nursery garden centers. They all will carry
it.
Bumper crop.
Right.
And if you go on master nursery, you think it's .com, masternursery.com, that it will have a finder for their garden centers. And that will show the soils, and show some of their products that they have. But again, that is a co-op owned company where owners like me and overs like Steve Mastardi, a lot of Richfield Farms, I think, was a part of that time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us out there. Dambleys, I think, Groff's that are near us. And that the key is that their soils are the best.
Best.
And who makes their soils, Julio?
Coast of Maine.
They are... I don't know.
Premiers.
They're incredible.
They are.
That the science that they put behind it, the OMRI certification that they have for all of their soils for organic gardening.
I mean, that what the ingredients I just said, boy, how many, it's
right,
amazing.
And to buy those ingredients apart, outrageous.
Outrageous.
Right. Yeah. We have people that come in and ask for them,
yes.
They couldn't afford to get earthworm castings. And they couldn't afford to make a 2 cubic foot bag of that. When they were using, they had their own peat and they had a little perlite and they had a little, forget it.
Yeah.
You'd be $75-$80 for a 2 cubic foot bag. And I think worth, 15, 18? I don't know. I don't even
17,
know.
17, yeah.
Yeah. So again, you want to use a soil amendment and you especially want to use bumper crop. Mm. Ask your local garden center about
That's
it. If they know about it, trust me. Because if they're not a master nursery garden center, they wish they were.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
One last thing. It changes that structure, like you were saying, of the clay. So you're able to have that water drain properly also.
That's right.
That's what you need. When you're watering, it's got to have good drainage.
If not,
that's another problem.
You dig a hole twice the size of the bottom. You add half bumper crop to the soil, mix it all around, then you put your plant in. You want the soil line to be slightly raised of your plant. You don't want it down deep.
Mm-mm.
My son runs the nursery, and he had somebody who planted trees for a customer, and it was nobody we knew. The customer hired the guy.
Right.
Every tree was planted too deep.
Too deep. Oh.
And every tree died.
Well,
he was out there, installing them the correct way because the guy needed to replace them. But you need to do it right. You want that root mass to be raised slightly above the soil line so that when everything settles, it's level. You don't want it to sink down. Mm-hmm. And again, it's something that you should do every time you plant.
Yeah.
Add bumper crop because you're getting the benefit, nutrient value, but you're also getting the mycorrhiza. That's so important.
Wow.
Do you feel better, Julio?
Oh, I feel much better.
You feel better? Until the next person comes in and says that they don't need it?
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll play him this segment of the show.
Yeah, there you
go. All right. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Captain's Log, Day 173. The search for a natural way to kill weeds.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Not long ago, I was up to my eyeballs in weeds, searching for a natural way to stop them cold, when I found the solution in a cold glass of milk. Goat milk, to be exact. It contains a compound so effective at killing weeds, it's the active ingredient in my Deadweed Brew. Captain Jack's Deadweed Brew kills broadleaf weeds and grasses anywhere and everywhere. It's approved for organic gardening and comes in a convenient spray or concentrate that goes to work right away. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening. And when it comes to killing weeds, Deadweed Brew is the GOAT.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Deadweed Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Me and Julio.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Hey, me and Julio want to wish all you moms out there a happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
And happy that we're going to be right here the same time next week.
Yes, we are.
Right here in the garden. We'll see you in the garden.
See you in the garden.